This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Adam Carter, part two of Dumber Than We Thought. Bonus, Rena Sargentopoulos. She had a travel fiasco that everybody needs to hear about. At 12:35, our economic guru, Brian Belsky, one of us, we just reached out to him in the last couple hours in studio. 1:35. That'd be great if most of the guests were in studio.
Yes.
I think it is... potentially better. Sometimes if you're jumping a little bit on answers, it can create some uncomfortable breaks.
But true.
I still think it's better.
I think jumping in is easier when somebody's here.
Yeah, I'm just saying if they don't like you jumping in,
okay,
and then all of a sudden the break has taken place.
Oh, right.
That's happened to me a few times. How about it was the first Trump-Clinton debate. We did it in St. Paul. Did we do it at the historical?
Oh, that was at the, was that at the History Center?
History Center. And we had Ken Martin.
Chris
Gaines?
It's Garth.
Yes. Yeah. But no, what is his name again? He ran against Keith Ellison. He was the deputy RNC guy. Ken Martin. Remember when Ken Martin came up and was yelling at me because I asked a question about Hillary? You're being so unfair. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Neither one of us has ever criticized Donald Trump. So maybe that stood out a little bit. So Belsky, 135 then. I guess he is the second greatest wide receiver in Vikings history. Do we acknowledge that Randy Moss is number one?
Yes.
And Chris Carter is number two? Would we say Chris had the better Vikings career, though, in total? But just Moss, when he was at his best?
Moss more talented, but Carter perhaps more impactful fully as a Viking?
How many years was Moss here? Moss was here 98 to 03, whereas Carter was here for what?
Don't forget about the return.
The return. That worked out well.
The Randy return.
What's the restaurant again? I wouldn't feed my...
Tanucci's.
A rookie.
Great.
Close circuit rookie. By the way, yeah, exactly. Tanucci's is excellent.
Yes. Chris Fields, is that it?
Chris Fields, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Gaines would have been great.
Would have been better if Garth. Carter had to be here 10 years, right? And don't forget, Carter came back as a Dolphin. Right. And he was telling everybody Gary Anderson wasn't going to make the – was it Gary Anderson? I think it was.
He can't kick it that far.
And he did by like 2 yards or so. So Chris Carter at 205. Okay, we have a building that I can see right now looking up. It's SPS Tower. SPS Tower. They just put a putting green in.
I saw
outside.
That.
And today when I was walking in, of course I forgot the AirPods, so I couldn't hear you in the – well, I park far enough away, the 45-minute walk. There's people out there putting, smiles on their faces. They play. People get very upset now if you call it cornhole, right? Bags. We want it bags. Why are we mad if it's called cornhole? If I miss this?
I think cornhole makes some people uncomfortable, but that's what the sport is called.
Yeah. You want to jump in?
Pull that out. Pull that one.
That'll be the open tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Go with cornhole. Come on.
Yes.
They have music out there. They are serving food in the summer out there once a week.
Mm-hmm.
They have the lounge chairs. They now have a food truck at that building every Tuesday and Thursday in the summer. The number one responsibility at your job is not to make it fun, but
it helps.
I think, do we think you are more productive at your job if there is some fun involved?
Yes, because fun at work makes you like work. And I think if you like work, you are more productive.
I think that's good. Dave, is it possible you could make the argument that if there's too much fun at work, you're on the putting green, you're listening to music, you're buying the food stuff, and you're not working when you should be grinding away?
Sure. I'm sure it's happened over time that things get a little bit too loose. You have to crack down. But, I mean, the hardest job I ever had was working landscaping when I was in college, and it was also one of the most fun jobs I've ever had because we laughed every day till it hurt.
I agree with you. It's verbatim. I've talked with both of you guys about it. I had a ground screw job for 4 or 5 years. You both know me well enough that I'm not the handiest guy. And some of these projects I just struggled mightily with. I don't remember any day there where we weren't laughing and having fun. I'll be honest. This show, and I miss you immensely on this show, I laugh at this guy every single day. You have fun with Jordan and Dave. It's fun. We're lucky. Now, some people might say, well, that's automatic. It's a different type of job. It's fun. There are plenty of people in radio who do not like it, and there's other parts of the job that are a pain in the butt. But while I'm left shaking my head about Odyssey and our equipment and our app and all that stuff, the guy I report to is my friend.
Yep.
He's your friend. He's your friend. He gives us great leeway. That doesn't mean he doesn't sit down and talk with us at times and say, I don't know about that one. But he is a respectful, smart person. And we've had a couple of people worked here who, well, one was massively over his head. Two were bizarre individuals, right? So to have somebody who's their immediate supervisor who gets it, by the way, doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want, but that helps. How much does it help you? 651-461-9226. If you have fun at work, and what makes work fun? Okay, some places, they really try. I think this place has tried at times. With some success, sometimes failing, we'll do, a couple potlucks a year? I wish we would do more. Hey, let's get together.
Yep.
4 times a year. Let's meet, you know, and it's tough because of times. You know, if you do it, let's say 4 o'clock, okay, you're long gone, Vanita's long gone. You know, I normally get out of here at 3:01. So I'm
2:58.
I've long gone. And then Jason, so that's the tough part.
Jason's doing a show.
He's doing a show. But, by the way, it doesn't have to be just at a bar. Like, go to a putting green, go to Bede Makaska. I like when places try to do that and bring a little enjoyment, and I'm with you. I think it does create more productivity. What else would make this place more fun outside of equipment that works?
Honestly, I'll open a vein. And I've worked here for 23 years, so this has been a place that has been woefully lacking in creating like a
sex dungeon. You've wanted a
no,
sex
I've
dungeon?
Had that. We've
okay,
had that.
Okay.
Just like a camaraderie. I'll say that.
Yep.
I feel like, and from the time I started here, I'm not saying that I haven't worked. I've worked with a lot of great people who I consider very good friends. But there's the culture here has always been like, once we're out of here, you go your way, I'll go my way.
Yeah,
and just that's how it's been.
Yep.
And there was a time like when where we used to like have like newsroom get-togethers, and I still do from periodically, but just it's never been like as much as other places, I think.
And you think it's much better now? Or you don't think it's much better now?
No, I just think the culture here is like one of that. I agree 100%, like with what you said about Brad and
yep.
Like far, far and away the best person to have been in that office in quite some time. But the just the culture of, you know, and that's just, it's just always been that way.
Where so you want more camaraderie?
At this point,
yeah.
You know,
are you
going to
show?
Along?
You, Adam Carter, is going to show at the camaraderie.
I think so, yeah.
Dave? I think Adam's going to show for the camaraderie.
I think you would.
But part of my hesitation, yeah. Like, well, because, like, even you asking me that question is because that the culture here where it's never always been.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I bought a house here, bought my first house,
yeah.
I had, like, a housewarming party, and, like, one person showed up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's not that those people didn't like me, but that was just kind of, and that was an eye-opening experience. And I thought, okay, well, that's kind of how it is.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think there's more of that here than some other places I've worked where... Some other places work, there was some serious backstabbing going on.
And again,
we don't have that here. Doesn't mean everybody thinks everybody's show is amazing.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that there's any sort of backstabbing or undercutting here.
Yeah, there's some, but compared to other places where, man, it was dog eat dog.
Yeah.
You know, and that gets old after a while.
Yeah.
It really, really does. Okay. What makes your job fun and how much should it matter? Because I think there's some old school people saying, fun, give me a break. You go there 9 to 5, you get your job done. You find your fun elsewhere. I'm not saying you need to have a cat juggler there. But I think if you create some atmosphere.
You missed it. He was here at 11.
I'd love
in here, he was juggling cats. It was amazing.
I'd love that. I think it can help. I think it can make you more excited, which can lead to more productivity. You completely disagree. You're allowed to completely disagree. You're no fun. No, I'm kidding. Text away or tell me what's fun about what you do or at your place of work. And maybe some of that has been lost because so many people now are working at their house or their apartment or their condo or their Western White House. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we get for a bumper theme? Is it cornhole?
No, it's not. Adam knows the song. I'm sure he does. Little Fish here. The Wedge. We're paying tribute to the world's greatest golf tournament starting today. 3M Open.
The greatest golf tournament?
Yeah, that's right. I know you look forward to it every
Wedge,
year.
By the way, I one of the more underrated Fish songs.
No, it's really great. I don't want to stab myself in the ears at all.
Yeah.
Songs with something golf-related in the title.
Wow. Hollis paying you off? I mean, we had the British Open or the Open. We had the U.S. Open, got the Masters, and now the 3M is out there, and it's the greatest golf tournament ever.
I look forward to it.
You get a house out there? Or?
I'd love one. I'd take one.
Yeah, so would I. Wedge salad, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Oh, touching a nerve with the lobster.
Mm. She hates it.
Cannot. She is incensed. I mean,
incensed by the wedge salad.
It is a triggering thing with Jen.
Is she with Dave that it's just laziness? That they cut it?
She says it's laziness.
And they make you do all
the
work.
She says, like, why would you? I want a salad. I want it cut up ahead of time. Oh, she cannot. Like, I always point out, hey, wedge salad.
God, when you guys come back, I'm going to order so many
wedge salads.
The house is going to be filled with wedge salads.
It's like giving you a burger with all the different little pieces all just strung around the plate, make you put it together.
Okay, work. Chad, I've always preferred employees who not expect the employers to hang out, be buddies away from work. We need our own time, our own friends, family, and pursuits. How about that?
I respect that, though, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm not desirous of, you know, Brad and Gon saying, okay, here's our schedule. Monday through Friday, we're getting together every time. But,
I mean.
And you know why that is, though, is because every time you get together with work people, you end up talking about work.
Yeah, I guess I end up talking about work with the people at work I don't know as well. Like, the sales staff just isn't here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The decision's been made by a lot of sales staff that they're just not here. So when I run into those folks, first of all, I have to introduce myself to about half of them. And then your default then, but like if the three of us see each other, like when did we last have a work thing? We did the thing with the Christmas party last year. Where was it? Jennings? What was the name of the place?
Stanley's.
There was so much snow.
That's right.
I think I ended up parking in the middle of the street. And like four people live there. Go, don't worry about it.
Hasn't been plowed in weeks.
Hadn't been plowed in weeks and weeks. Now, we had fun that night, right?
Yeah.
Did we talk? I don't remember. Did we talk work? I doubt the three of us talk work unless we were making fun of people in a friendly way. How much socializing do you want to do with your work employers? Employees and your employer?
Not much.
Not much?
No, I'm perfectly fine with having friends at work who remain friends at work. Get together once in a while, but I've, like everyone else, I've got enough going on in my life where, all right, we spend our 8 hours together every single day, and for the most part, I'll see you tomorrow.
Let's see. Friendly, approachable bosses, executives. Let's stop there. How important is that, Dave Harrigan, to you, that your boss, maybe your immediate boss or the main boss, is approachable? Do you care that much about it?
That's important. Yeah, that's important. And I mean, to know that you have somebody you can talk to if you have a problem versus, you know, walking on eggshells every time you're trying to pass their office.
I think it matters to me, Adam, most importantly to your immediate boss. Now, Gons and I have known each other since the start of the Wolves, right? So we're lucky that way. But if it's uncomfortable around your immediate boss and that for whatever reason you interact with them quite a bit, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. And, the older I get, it's more of a problem.
This person continues, after our league, softball, bowling, golf, most definitely regular after happy hour hours. That is all from my experience with a large corporation back in the 80s. Loved going to work. It was family. I wouldn't mind if we had a little bit more. I really wouldn't. Now, I get it. I think it gets frustrating for the folks at work who organize it because Dave's right. We all have our busy lives. If you put in a lot of work and then people don't show.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're making the decision, well, that really doesn't do anything for me. And other times you're like, well, I'm driving my kids somewhere.
Yeah.
Or I'm having dinner with my wife. So it's not always easy to pull off. I just retired. I'm reading your text on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. I just retired after 40 years in the insurance industry. The last few years was made so much better, even though we work by remote, by making friends with the folks at work. Fun at work happens more text. Fun at work happens naturally in the right setting with good people. The more the administration, my organization, tries to get me engaged and makes me happy with contrived activities, plan out of touch, overpaid focus groups, the more disengaged and pissed off I get. Yeah, I guess if you're really, really trying too hard, you know? I worked at the U of M for 4.5 years, St. Paul campus. The people I work with, from the dean, department head, staff, faculty, graduate students, all from all over the world. Everyone on campus made a great, fun place to work. We got our work done, had camaraderie, made it a fun place to work. I miss the friends I made while working there, but cherish the memories.
Signed, Tim Brewster.
Yeah. He might be coming back. Maybe he's our lieutenant governor. If Walls becomes the vice president. Do you think people miss that fun if they're just working at home? Listen, for a year, was it a year plus? We were not allowed here.
Yeah.
This was not an individual choice. Odyssey banned us. You know, like iHeart, they never did anything. They wanted people in, right? Odyssey did the opposite. I did miss the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the needling,
yeah.
Seeing people, even if it's a quick 30 seconds, 60 seconds.
Right.
Did you miss that?
Of course.
Yeah.
As someone who kept coming here and was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how quickly that became normal.
Yeah.
But, right, and it's been proven. I mean, we're losing human contact is not a good thing.
No.
You know, it's...
Loneliness is a major issue.
And it also, it feeds into distrust of people, and I think a lot of where we're at as a society right now is boiled down to a lack of human contact and interaction.
And a lack of trust.
Yeah.
And a lot of just respecting.
Right.
We see things different.
Exactly.
We can have a passionate disagreement, but I don't wish harm upon you.
Right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Adam, back tomorrow, probably solo again. You know,
I think Jordan? So. Yep.
Okay. Because Jordana is getting better. We wish her only the best. Our friend Rena, normally Wednesdays, we miss Rena a lot. She's got a great story to tell. It wasn't great for her and the family, but it's a very good story to tell. Rena in moments on CCU. Oh, we've missed her. Bonus Rena on a Thursday. Do they have phones in Mexico?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, you could have called in last Wednesday, 12:35, from Mexico. Dave, what do you think? Could have called in.
Yeah, would have been nice.
Would have been nice. You could have given us, like, you know, my daughter's doing this, my husband's doing this.
Maybe a little tipsy on the beach.
Yes. What's going on? People watching, observations. Did 0 to 10, 0, you gave it no consideration. 10, you thought about it almost relentlessly about calling in the show. Tell me 0 to 10.
Well, I'm not even going to give you a number. I will just tell you this. I barely remember to be on the show when I'm here in town. So.
I think we have the correct answer right there. Well, we're glad you're back. Okay. So first of all, tell people about the trip, and then we'll get to just a long, long story about coming back.
You know, it was a fantastic trip. I don't want to besmirch Mexico's name, but Mexico in July was probably not our brightest plan, but it was delightful. It was just a week of pretending that my real life doesn't exist. And
I like that, yeah.
And having fun, yeah. It was just didn't do a whole lot, which is hard for me because I'm one of those people that doesn't like to sit still even on vacation. So so it was a much-needed getaway.
Okay. Are you a beach person? Can you sit there, put the AirPods in? Can you read a book? Or you're like, no, I just can't sit here and lay out. I got to be moving and do something.
I'm the move and do something gal.
Yep. How about your daughter? Does she want to sit there? Does she want to keep moving?
She's constantly in the pool. She wants to be in the pool. She wants to go in the ocean. She wants to find shells. So she was in heaven because there's an ocean and a pool, you know, so there was lots to do, but there's not a lot of time to like just sit around and do nothing because she's seven. So
yep.
That's not just not going to happen.
Dave Harrigan, you go first. What kind of swimmer is Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11? What kind of swimmer?
Oh,
I think she would rate herself as an adequate swimmer. She's not going to be in the Olympics anytime soon, but I think she knows her major strokes well enough.
Yeah. I see the same. I don't know if I see her doing the backstroke a lot, you know, or the butterfly.
She's
but
not just doggy paddling is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give you like a 6 as a swimmer.
Okay. First of all, I am offended. What makes you think that I'm not athletic enough to be a swimmer?
Wait, I just gave you a 6 and a 0 to 10. That's above average.
I mean, I'm not a swimmer, but I am offended that you would think I'm not a swimmer.
Dave, where's that noise coming from, by the way?
It's coming from you.
No, it is not.
It sure is.
It is not. I have my volume off. Where's that dinging coming from? I think Dave was tougher on you than I was swimming-wise. Maybe the three of us need to go. We'll have a swim competition.
Swim off.
Swim off.
Swim off.
Yeah. I guess, is it speed? Is it technique? Is it the suit? How would we judge this swim off, Dave Harrigan?
Clearly the suit for me.
Yes, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Move on.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable, I got to be honest. Okay, yes. So yes. 0 to 10, what kind of swimmer are you?
I'm probably a 6.
Okay, thank you.
I can name you three kinds of swimming strokes.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear them.
I don't know how I can do them.
Yeah.
Backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
That's very
Thank
good. You. Very good. Okay, so were you swimming a fair amount?
I was in the pool a fair amount. Yeah. I don't know that
so
swimming would...
Not
I wasn't
one,
doggy paddling, but so, I wasn't like doing laps.
So not one stroke during the trip to Mexico.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly the swimming vacation. Oh, no, it's not true. I went snorkeling with broken snorkels things, so I did do some swimming.
Okay, what was broken? Because that can be dangerous, by the way, if something's broken here.
Well, yes. So the first time, the goggles would not seal against my head because I have the world's stupid tiniest head. And so I kept getting water in my eyes. And so I took those back, and they gave me another one. And I went to go put the snorkel thing in my mouth, and it had lipstick all over it.
Oof.
So I just snorkeled using my own breath.
Okay, let's get back to the other point. Dave, do you think Arena having an inordinately small head? I've never considered that once.
No.
No.
I guess we're wrong.
Yeah.
Tiny head.
I mean, if people come up and say, "Well, whoa, you have a really small head."
My mom used to call me Pinhead.
That explains a lot. Okay. I mean, that's seriously. How old were you when she was doing this?
I don't remember. But I don't remember like how long or at what age it started. I don't know. She's gonna get real mad at me when she hears this because she listens to the podcast every week. So yeah,
Dave. I mean,
I'm giving all her secrets away. Also, when I was a little kid, I found a picture that said my birthday cake, and it said "Happy Birthday, Chub Chub."
What kind of childhood did you have? Making fun of your head size.
You don't want to know.
I can't imagine you were.
I roamed around in a Greek gang.
I can't see Rena chubby. Dave, do you see Rena chubby?
Certainly not now, but I mean, kids, you can be a chubby kid and grow out of it.
Were you going to say, well, I kind of think she's chubby now? Is that what you...
No, I said just the opposite. Yeah. I was very clear I said just the opposite. But it reminds me, my mother used to call me binder arms because apparently I had a very distinctive lack of upper body strength as a kid.
Binder as in like a rubber band?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. By the way,
yeah,
I have a question for Chad, but my ADD brain's going to go this way first.
Sure.
When I was in Mexico, the waiter came by and I asked for a margarita and he said, "Do you want a skinny margarita or a regular one?" And I was offended. I was like, so I look like I need a skinny margarita?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I think that is a...
If I wanted a skinny margarita, I would have asked for a skinny margarita.
I think that is a female generalization that is insulting. I mean, I'm not going to protest, you know, to the world, but I think there... I have witnessed that a number of times, and every time it is asked to the female in the group. So,
by the way...
So which did you get?
What body part did you... I got a regular margarita.
Okay.
And I want to know what body part people have made fun of you for.
Are you talking presently? Because there's a few on the present list.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom and sister were very difficult. I mean, they used to smoke cigarettes in a small room with me when I had asthma.
Yep.
You know?
They make fun of your lungs?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, toughen up, lung boy. You know, this will help
lung
you a little
boy.
Bit. They also... I have been lucky. I have not had, I've hardly had any major surgeries, but when I was, how old was I? 7 or 8, I had a hernia surgery. I mean, like, what kind of kid has hernia surgery at that age? My mother and sister, we lived in a townhome for about a year. Now, I was even younger. I was 4 or 5. They went upstairs and left me downstairs for like 4 hours on the couch with me because you weren't supposed to get up. You know, at that time, you weren't supposed to walk. And they left me on the couch by myself. And I'm in therapy.
Aww.
I'm in therapy for it
still. I know.
Still.
I was going to say, poor childhood Chad.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
So what do we have? We have chubby, we have binders, and we have abandoned. That's who we have here on the panel right now. All right, let's get to your return trip, because it was not pleasant, but it was eventful with our friend, the always delightful Rena Sargentopoulos here on WCCO. Rena, back with us. Rena, like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, okay, you're trying to get back. Take us through what happened, because I know it wasn't smooth, let's put it that way.
It wasn't smooth. And this is going to shock you, though, because you know I don't like anybody or anything or going anywhere or doing anything. So, surprisingly, this all was fun and turned out really great, even though it wasn't smooth.
That's great.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
So, flying there, we were on Delta. Flying back, we were on a different airline.
Okay.
And we had a layover in Denver. We get off the plane, you go through customs, you got to give your bag back and do those stuff and the things and jump through the hoops. And we get out to the gate and it says, your flight is now at a different gate. So then we get back on the train and we go back to the other gate. And then all of a sudden, the flight is now delayed until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And what time were you supposed to leave?
8 o'clock at night.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So we're like 17 hours. So now we have to find a hotel. And United is, I don't know if I should say that or not, but
well,
anyway, the airline.
In case somebody missed it, it's United. United.
So anyway, they couldn't find us a hotel room. We had to find our own hotel room.
Wait a second. Denver, Colorado. We couldn't find a hotel room. Small town.
Because everyone else was in the same boat.
Yeah.
Okay. So any hotel that was anywhere near the airport was booked solid. So we get an Uber. We go to the hotel in downtown Denver, which is so delightful. And we get there at like 10:30 at night. We've been traveling since, 10 o'clock in the morning. And sleep overnight, gunshots, sirens, could not fall asleep. Get up the next day. Hey, guess what? Your flight has been now canceled. Sweet. Okay, when can we get on a new flight?
Yep.
Wednesday. It's Sunday now. Wednesday.
Oh my god.
And no one else has any flights. Delta doesn't. Southwest. Like no one's got a, yep. No one apparently Minneapolis was nobody's priority.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we've missed her. Bonus Rena on a Thursday. Do they have phones in Mexico?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, you could have called in last Wednesday, 12:35, from Mexico. Dave, what do you think? Could have called in.
Yeah, would have been nice.
Would have been nice. You could have given us, my daughter's doing this, my husband's doing this.
Maybe a little tipsy on the beach.
Yes. What's going on? People watching, observations. Did 0 to 10, 0, you gave it no consideration. 10, you thought about it almost relentlessly about calling in the show. Tell me 0 to 10.
Well, I'm not even going to give you a number. I will just tell you this. I barely remember to be on the show when I'm here in town. So.
I think we have the correct answer right there. Well, we're glad you're back. Okay. So first of all, tell people about the trip, and then we'll get to just a long, long story about coming back.
It was a fantastic trip. I don't want to besmirch Mexico's name, but Mexico in July was probably not our brightest plan, but it was delightful. It was just a week of pretending that my real life doesn't exist. And
I like that, yeah.
And having fun. Yeah, it was just didn't do a whole lot, which is hard for me because I'm one of those people that doesn't like to sit still even on vacation. So So it was a much needed getaway.
Okay. Are you a beach person? Can you sit there, put the iPod, the AirPods in? Can you read a book? Or you're like, no, I just can't sit here and lay out. I got to be moving and do something.
I'm the move and do something gal.
Yep. How about your daughter? Does she want to sit there? Does she want to keep moving?
She's constantly in the pool. She wants to be in the pool. She wants to go in the ocean. She wants to find shells. So she was in heaven because there's an ocean and a pool, you know. So there was lots to do, but there's not a lot of time to, like, just sit around and do nothing because she's seven. So
yep.
That's not just not going to happen.
Dave Harrigan, you go first. What kind of swimmer is Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11? What kind of swimmer?
Oh.
I think she would rate herself as an adequate swimmer. She's not going to be in the Olympics anytime soon, but I think she knows her major strokes well enough.
Yeah. I see the same. I don't know if I see her doing the backstroke a lot, you know, or the butterfly.
She's
but
not just doggy paddling is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. We're I'm going to give you like a six as a swimmer.
Okay. First of all, I am offended. What makes you think that I'm not athletic enough to be a swimmer?
Wait, I just gave you a six and a zero to 10. That's above average.
I mean, I'm not a swimmer, but I am offended that you would think I'm not a swimmer.
Dave, where's that noise coming from, by the way?
It's coming from you.
No, it is not.
It sure is.
It is not. I have my volume off. Where's that dinging coming from? I think Dave was tougher on you than I was swimming-wise. Maybe the three of us need to go. We'll have a swim competition.
Swim off.
Swim off.
Swim off.
Yeah. I guess, is it speed? Is it technique? Is it the suit? How would we judge this swim off, Dave Harrigan?
Clearly the suit for me.
Yes, okay.
Lord.
Okay.
Move on.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable, I got to be honest. Okay, yes. So yes. 0 to 10, what kind of swimmer are you?
I'm probably a 6.
Okay, thank you.
I can name you three kinds of swimming strokes.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear them.
I don't know if I can do them.
Yeah.
Backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
That's very
Thank
good. You. Very good. Okay, so were you swimming a fair amount?
I was in the pool a fair amount. Yeah. I don't know that
so
swimming would...
Not
I wasn't
one,
doggy paddling, but so, I wasn't like doing laps.
So not one stroke during the trip to Mexico.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly the swimming vacation. Oh, no, it's not true. I went snorkeling with broken snorkel things. So I did do some swimming.
Okay. What was broken? Because that can be dangerous, by the way, if something's broken here.
Well, yes. So the first time, the goggles would not seal against my head because I have the world's stupid tiniest head. And so I kept getting water in my eyes. And so I took those back and they gave me another one. And I went to go put the snorkel thing in my mouth and it had lipstick all over it.
Oof.
So I just snorkeled using my own breath.
Okay, let's get back to the other point. Dave, do you think Arena having an inordinately small head? I've never considered that once.
No.
No.
Guess we're wrong.
Yeah.
Tiny head.
I mean, if people come and say, well, whoa, you have a really small head.
My mom used to call me Pinhead.
That explains a lot. Okay. I mean, that's seriously. How old were you when she was doing this?
I don't remember. But I don't remember like how long or at what age it started. I don't know. She's gonna get real mad at me when she hears this because she listens to the podcast every yeah. week. So yeah,
Dave. I mean,
I'm giving all her secrets away. Also, when I was a little kid, I found a picture that said my birthday cake, and it said "Happy Birthday, Chub Chub."
What kind of childhood did you have? Making fun of your head size.
Know, you don't want to know.
I can't imagine you were ever.
I roamed around in a Greek gang.
I can't see Rena chubby. Dave, do you see Rena chubby?
Certainly not now, but I mean, kids. You can be a chubby kid and grow out of it.
Were you going to say, well, I kind of think she's chubby now? Is that
no,
what you...
No, I said just the opposite. Yeah. I was very clear I said just the opposite. But yeah. It reminds me, my mother used to call me binder arms because apparently I had a very distinctive lack of upper body strength as a kid.
Binder as in like a rubber band?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. By the way,
yeah,
I have a question for Chad, but my ADD brain's going to go this way first.
Sure.
When I was in Mexico, the waiter came by and I asked for a margarita and he said, do you want a skinny margarita or a regular one? And I was offended. I was like, so I look like I need a skinny margarita?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I think that is a...
If I wanted a skinny margarita, I would have asked for a skinny margarita.
I think that is a female generalization that is insulting. I mean, I'm not going to protest, you know, to the world, but I think there, I have witnessed that a number of times, and every time it is asked to the female in the group. So,
by the way,
so which did
what
you get?
Body part did you? I got a regular margarita.
Okay.
And I want to know what body part people have made fun of you for.
Are you talking presently? Because there's a few on the present list.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom and sister were very difficult. I mean, they used to smoke cigarettes in a small room with me when I had asthma.
Yep.
You know,
they make fun of your lungs.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, toughen up, lung boy. You know, this will help
lung
you a little
boy.
Bit. They also, I have been lucky. I have not had, I've hardly had any major surgeries. But when I was, God, how old was I? 7 or 8, I had a hernia surgery. I mean, like, what kind of kid has hernia surgery at that age? My mother and sister, we lived in a townhome for about a year. Now, I was even younger. I was 4 or 5. They went upstairs and left me downstairs for like 4 hours on the couch with me because you weren't supposed to get up, you know, at that time. You weren't supposed to walk. And they left me on the couch by myself. And I'm in therapy.
Aww.
I'm in therapy for it still.
I know. I was going to say, poor childhood Chad.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
So what do we have? We have Chubby. We have Binders and we have Abandoned. That's who we have here on the panel right now. All right, let's get to your return trip because it was not pleasant, but it was eventful with our friend, the always delightful Rena Sargentopoulos here on WCCO. Rena, back with us. Rena, like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, okay, you're trying to get back. Take us through. What happened? Because I know it wasn't smooth. Let's put it that way.
It wasn't smooth. And this is going to shock you, though, because, you know, I don't like anybody or anything or going anywhere or doing anything. So surprisingly, this all was fun and turned out really great, even though it wasn't smooth.
That's great.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
So first of all, flying there, we were on Delta. Flying back, we were on a different airline.
Okay.
And we had a layover in Denver. We get off the plane. You go through customs. You got to give your bag back and do those stuff and the things and jump through the hoops. And we get out to the gate, and it says, your flight is now at a different gate. So then we get back on the train, and we go back to the other gate. And then all of a sudden, the flight is now delayed until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And what time were you supposed to leave?
8 o'clock at night.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So we're like 17 hours. So now we have to find a hotel. And United is, I don't know if I should say that or not. But anyway,
well, you did.
So the airline.
In case anybody missed it, it's United. United.
So anyway, they couldn't find us a hotel room. We had to find our own hotel room. Then
In Denver, Colorado, we couldn't find a hotel room. Small town.
Because everyone else was in the same boat.
Yeah.
So any hotel that was anywhere near the airport was booked solid. So we get an Uber. We go to the hotel in downtown Denver, which is so delightful. And we get there at like 10:30 at night. We've been traveling since, 10 o'clock in the morning. And sleep overnight, gunshots, sirens, could not fall asleep. Get up the next day. Hey, guess what? Your flight has been now canceled. Sweet. Okay. When can we get on a new flight?
Yep.
Wednesday. It's Sunday now. Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Oh,
my God.
Wednesday. And no one else has any flights. Delta doesn't. Southwest. Like, no one's got a... Yep. No one apparently... Minneapolis was nobody's priority. I can tell you that right now. So, okay, fine. We're going to rent a car.
Put that on the Twitter. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native, Chub Chub, doesn't think Minneapolis is a priority. I mean, that's how I heard it.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So we say to the lovely folks on the phone, since our flight is canceled, can we come pick up our luggage because we're going to drive home?
Yeah.
Oh, we sent your luggage on an earlier flight to Minneapolis. I'm sorry, say what now? There was a flight to Minneapolis that you didn't put us on, but you put our bags on. So now we're stuck in Denver, potentially till Wednesday if we can't get a car, with zero clothing, zero, you know, toiletries. Okay, fine. So we're just going to, I guess we're going to drive, and we're not going to have clothing or anything like that. So we go, we make a reservation for the rental car. We take an Uber to the rental place. Sorry, we're not doing one-way rentals anymore because there's too many people that are taking all our cars. So we literally walked down. I don't know if you've ever been to the rental car places at Denver. It's not near the airport.
Yes, it's not convenient.
This long stretch of highway where we walk down the side of the highway and we would take turns taking Maggie into like a rental car place, and then the other one would walk to the next rental car place to see if we could get a car.
It's kind of like a relay of some sort here.
Yes, it was. Tag, you're it. So we finally find a company that will rent us a car. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. As you know, it's like a 12 to 14 hour drive.
Yes.
So we're not going to do it overnight.
No.
So my husband says, you know what? Let's go to Target, pick up some clothes. Let's beat feet to South Dakota and go see Mount Rushmore. You've never seen it. Maggie's never seen it. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
We drove like the Dickens. We got to Mount Rushmore right before sunset. So we got to see it in the daylight, in the sunset, and we got there just in time for the lighting ceremony.
Oh, so that's fabulous, right?
Yeah. So it was a trip that I've always wanted to do, but I don't like being in the car. So it was probably never going to happen. And so I went to Mexico and Mount Rushmore in the same trip.
Did you return the car, or are you still driving the car right now and you're not going to return?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah.
We had to go to the airport to pick up our luggage, we drove to the airport to go get our things.
Yeah, and you did find your luggage.
This is what's crazy, yes, but some of the airlines had the bags, like they had cords all through them, so they were and locked up. Our bags just sitting out there for 3 days. Like we walked up, we talked to nobody, we picked the three bags that we wanted, and we left. Actually, they were ours. I didn't.
I was gonna say. I mean, I'm actually blown away.
That one looks nicer.
Yeah, I'm blown away that our luggage does get to us as frequent as it does. And when, I mean, was it like 30, 40 years ago when you used to have to show something to prove it was our bag? Nah,
no.
Just go out there now. I think Dave Harrigan's policy now is go out to the airport, want to freshen up your wardrobe, just grab some luggage and head home.
Roll the dice, see what's in there.
see what's in there. Well,
surprise box.
We are glad you're back. Great story. Are we on?
Are you?
Are we? Yes, absolutely. Are we back?
Oh, okay.
Are we back on our Wednesday, or do we have a Twins game?
Another
next
ball
Wednesday?
Game next.
Another
Wednesday.
Ball game. All right. maybe another bonus Thursday appearance. How about that?
Okay.
She didn't sound right that excited, did she?
I'm game.
Chub is done with us.
Excited.
Yes. All right, Chub.
Go eat a candy bar.
Yeah. All right, Chub. Go gorge on some food.
I don't know why I tell you guys anything. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Rena, back with us. Rena, like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, okay, you're trying to get back. Take us through what happened, because I know it wasn't smooth, let's put it that way.
It wasn't smooth. And this is going to shock you, though, because you know I don't like anybody or anything or going anywhere or doing anything. So, surprisingly, this all was fun and turned out really great, even though it wasn't smooth.
That's great.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
So, first of all, flying there, we were on Delta. Flying back, we were on a different airline.
Okay.
And we had a layover in Denver. We get off the plane, you go through customs, you got to give your bag back and do those stuff and the things and jump through the hoops. And we get out to the gate and it says, your flight is now at a different gate. So then we get back on the train and we go back to the other gate. But then all of a sudden, the flight is now delayed until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And what time were you supposed to leave?
8 o'clock at night.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So we're like 17 hours. So now we have to find a hotel. And United is, I don't know if I should say that or not. But
well,
anyway,
you did.
So the airline.
In case anybody missed it, it's United. United.
So anyway, they couldn't find us a hotel room. We had to find our own hotel room. Then
in,
you have to
wait a second.
Uber.
Denver, Colorado. We couldn't find a hotel room. Small town.
Because everyone else was in the same boat.
Yeah.
So any hotel that was anywhere near the airport was booked solid. So we get an Uber. We go to the hotel in downtown Denver, which is so delightful. And we get there at like 10:30 at night. We've been traveling since, 10 o'clock in the morning. And sleep overnight, gunshots, sirens, could not fall asleep. Get up the next day. Hey, guess what? Your flight has been now canceled. Sweet. Okay, when can we get on a new flight?
Yep.
Wednesday. It's Sunday now. Wednesday.
Oh my god.
And no one else has any flights. Delta doesn't. Southwest. Like no one's got. No one apparently. Minneapolis was nobody's priority. I can tell you that right now. So okay, fine. We're gonna rent a car.
Put that on the Twitter. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native Chub Chub doesn't think Minneapolis is a priority. I mean, that's how I heard it.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So we say to the lovely folks on the phone. Since our flight is canceled, can we come pick up our luggage because we're going to drive home?
Yeah.
Oh, we sent your luggage on an earlier flight to Minneapolis. I'm sorry. Say what now? There was a flight to Minneapolis that you didn't put us on, but you put our bags on. So now we're stuck in Denver, potentially till Wednesday if we can't get a car, with zero clothing, zero, toiletries. Okay, fine. So we're just going to, I guess we're going to drive and we're not going to have clothing or anything like that. So we go, we make a reservation for the rental car. We take an Uber to the rental place. Sorry, we're not doing one-way rentals anymore because there's too many people that are taking all our cars. So we literally walked down. I don't know if you've ever been to the rental car places at Denver. It's not near the airport.
Yes, it's not so convenient.
It's this long stretch of highway where we walk down the side of the highway and we would take turns taking Maggie into like a rental car place. And then the other one would walk to the next rental car place to see if we could get a car.
It's kind of like a relay of some sort here.
Yes, it was. Tag, you're it. So we finally find a company that will rent us a car. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. As you know, it's like a 12 to 14 hour drive.
Yes.
So we're not going to do it overnight.
No.
So my husband says, you know what? Let's go to Target, pick up some clothes. Let's beat feet to South Dakota and go see Mount Rushmore. You've never seen it. Maggie's never seen it. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
We drove like the Dickens. We got to Mount Rushmore right before sunset. So we got to see it in the daylight, in the sunset, and we got there just in time for the lighting ceremony.
Oh, so that's fabulous, right?
Yeah. So it was a trip that I've always wanted to do, but I don't like being in the car. So it was probably never going to happen. And so I went to Mexico and Mount Rushmore in the same trip.
Did you return the car? Or are you still driving the car right now and you're not going to return
it? Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah.
We had to go to the airport to pick up our luggage.
Yeah.
So we drove to the airport to go get our things.
Yeah. And you did find your luggage.
This is what's crazy. Yes. But some of the airlines had the bags, like they had cords all through them. So they were and locked up. Our bags just sitting out there for 3 days. Like we walked up, we talked to nobody. We picked the three bags that we wanted and we left. Actually, they were ours. I was going to say,
I mean, I'm actually blown away.
That one looks nicer.
Yeah. I'm blown away that our luggage does get to us as frequent as it does. And when, I mean, was it like 30, 40 years ago when you used to have to show something to prove it was our bag? Nah.
No.
Just go out there now. I think Dave Harrigan's policy now is go out to the airport, want to freshen up your wardrobe, just grab some luggage and head home.
Roll the dice. See what's in there.
Yeah, see what's in there. Well,
surprise box.
We are glad you're back. Great story. Are we on?
Are you?
Are we? Yes, absolutely. Are we back?
Oh, okay.
Are we back on our Wednesday, or do we have a Twins game?
Another
next
ball
Wednesday?
Game next.
Another
Wednesday.
Ball game. All right. maybe another bonus Thursday appearance. How about that?
Okay.
She didn't sound right that excited,
I'm,
did she?
I'm game.
Chub is done with us. Yes. All right, Chub.
I'm going to go eat a candy bar.
Yeah. All right, Chub. Go gorge on some food.
I don't know why I tell you guys anything. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvel Windows and receive 75% off installation labor.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.